Welcome to the Alleycast, Folk Alley's monthly podcast of exclusive music performances and conversation. I'm your host, Matt Watroba. This is Alleycast number 2 for 2013. Coming right up, we will hear an interview and song session with the Canadian duo Ferris and Jason Romero. We'll also hear a song from our open mic feature, Tall County. Let's get started with an exclusive audio glimpse into a recent performance by Joe Crookston. Joe's 2011 release, Darkling and the Bluebird Jubilee, was an absolute favorite here at Folk Alley. This concert was recorded at Blue Seed Studios in Saranac Lake, New York. Let's join this exciting singer-songwriter and performer live in concert. It's Joe Crookston on Folk Alley.
All right, here we go. So I'm going to sing you a song called... All right, here we go. John had a horse and the horse ran away, bad luck, bad luck. John had a horse and the horse ran away, bad, bad luck. Bad, bad luck, the neighbors did say, bad luck, John has come your way. Bad luck has come your way. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. Well, the horse came back with a wild mare, good luck, good luck. The horse came back with a pretty white mare, good, good luck. Good, good luck, the neighbors did say, good luck, John has come your way. Good luck has come your way. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. What'd he say? He said, maybe, it's hard to say. What'd he say? Here we go. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. Well, the mare kicked John and broke his leg, bad luck, bad luck. The pretty white mare broke John's leg, bad, bad luck. Bad, bad luck, the neighbors did say, bad luck, John has come your way. Bad luck has come your way. He said, maybe it's hard to say. What'd he say? He said, maybe it's hard to say. With a broken leg, he missed the draft, good luck, good luck. Well, the army came and walked on past, good, good luck. Oh, yeah. Good, good luck, the neighbors did say, good luck, John has come your way. Good luck has come your way. Here we go. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. You sound good. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. That's the horse right there. Well, his leg grew worse and it would not heal. Bad luck, bad luck. And the pain was all that John could feel. Bad, bad luck. Bad, bad luck, the neighbors did say. Bad luck, John has come your way. Bad luck has come your way. Here we go. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. Oh, I like you. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. Well, the nurse, she came to take care of. Good luck, good luck. And the two of them, they fell in love. Good, good luck. Here we go. Good, good luck, the neighbors did say. Good luck, John, has come your way. Good luck has come your way. I'm all out of breath. Here we go. Said, it's hard. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. He said, maybe it's hard to say. He said, maybe it's hard to say.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, thanks for singing with me. I like that a lot. You sound good. I just wrote a new song this last couple weeks, and I'm gonna play it for you, if I can remember all the words here. That song's gonna be on my folk aerobics DVD. coming soon. Looking ahead to the end of the world, riding the train with a beautiful girl. Everything changes, everything dies, and dreams rattle around inside. And silver and gold glitter at night, and everything broken will be alright. Dreams, Lord, I've had mine. A little bit bald and battered in time. And tune the pegs and swing my wrist. Every little moment comes down to this. Better be brave, 10 feet tall. Get out of the dark and shine for us all. And looking ahead to the end of the world, riding the train with a beautiful girl. And everything changes, everything dies. Dreams rattle around inside, and I still love you. Now watching the meter maid, tickets are hung, and rolling her eyes when the Beatles are sung. Delivering stress from little black books, reflecting words and angry looks. Bullets and bombs projecting across the borders with children hungry and lost. Watching the news report the pain, and farmers sweat and pray for rain. And Holy Mary, dear Mother of God, pray for us all as we bumble and plod and try to learn the heart of heart, and turn our sorrow into art. And looking ahead to the end of the world, riding the train with a beautiful girl. And everything changes, everything dies. Dreams rattle around inside, and I still love you. Story is told, a little more pot though than ever was gold. Plugging away and rising still, we always have and we always will. And one more song with a pickling tone, glitter like gold, and we all go home. Raise the flag, patriot boy, digging down deep and learning joy. Looking ahead to the end of the world, riding the train with a beautiful girl. Everything changes, everything dies. Dreams rattle around inside, and I still love you.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks. Yeah, brand new song, and I was excited to play it a few nights ago and tonight, and then you can vote on it, and you can thumbs it down or thumb up, and I'll scrap it or record it. I have another song, a buddy who has a song called Crazy in Love, and it goes something like,
a love like this. It's gonna be bliss since our first kiss. It's gonna be bliss
And I'm like, that sucks. Really? Really? I said, I'll write you a crazy in love song. So you can't copyright the title of a song. You can only copyright the melody and the lyrics, right? And so the title is fair game. So this is my version of a song called Crazy in Love. A little more emphasis on the crazy. I want you to be with me. I love you the most, and I want to be close. I want to hold you tight, want to talk all night. Loving you up blissfully, lying there face to face. I need a little space. You're driving me nuts. A little time on my own. I don't want to be alone, and I don't need you telling me what to do. I want to find myself, I want to be free. I'm begging you, please just let me be. Hey, where'd you go? Why'd you back off? I need a little respect, and I want to connect. I want to touch your soul, let love make us whole. I want to be the one you love, the place that you call home. I want to be alone. You're driving me crazy. You're out of your mind, and I'm drawing a line. I am the wound. You are the salt. Look what you've done to me. It's all your fault. I want you to be with me. I love you the most. And I want to be close, I want to hold you tight, want to talk all night. Loving you up blissfully, lying there face to face. I want you to be with me, leave me alone. I want to be free, cause I want you to be with me. Here we go, one, two. Cause I want you to be with me. Here we go. Cause I want you to be with me. That's a true story. You know, I went around the rural parts of New York interviewing people and collecting stories and songs, and that was the one that just kept coming up over and over and over. So I wrote that as kind of a joke on my ukulele, you know. It was just like a little fun joke, and then it turned out to be the most true, poignant thing I've ever written. And for those of you couples in the room tonight who were too busy pointing at each other during that song and you missed half the lyrics, I'll play it again in the second set, maybe. Yeah. Someone did come up to me once. You know, hey, can you play that again in the second set? Because my partner was too busy pointing at me and accusing me during that the second and fourth verses. Oh, I'm going to play you also. This is a newer song. And this was recorded down in Nashville by some Nashville hotshots.
Table in the corner with the tall glass, sipping on her wine. Man, she's looking fine. I'm across the room, a star-struck man. I'm in love with a woman with a ring on her hand. I'm in love with a woman with a ring on her hand. And would you look at those eyes of amber? And gazing all around the room, I'm walking over her way. I could love her any day. If she can't melt my heart, nobody can. I'm in love with a woman with a ring on her hand. I'm in love with a woman with a ring on her hand. And now she's looking up at me and grinning. I'm grinning right back at her. I sit down in the empty chair, a little nervous, but I like it here. Good love is hard to understand. I'm in love with a woman with a ring on her hand. I'm in love with a woman with a ring on her hand. I say to her across the table, I've been thinking about you and me, and the hard times that we've been through. I'm still glad that I married you. It was the best thing I ever did, giving you that wedding band. I'm in love with a woman with a ring on her hand. I'm in love. Come on, sing it. I'm in love with a woman with a ring on her hand. I'm in love with a woman with a ring on her hand.
Thanks. Thank you. It better have ended that way, right?
That's Joe Crookston, recorded live at the Blue Seed Studios in Saranac Lake, New York. Special thanks to producer and sound engineer Jeff Ayler. To hear the entire set, head over to folkalley.com. I'm Matt Watroba. Every month, we comb through the hundreds of up-and-coming artists who submit material on our open mic page at folkalley.com. This is a great way to get your music out to a wider audience. Let's put the spotlight on this month's open mic feature performers, Tall County. This Brooklyn trio recorded their EP, Shine, around a couple of microphones in a barn in the Hudson Valley. I think you'll like their sound. Our open mic feature of the month is Tall County.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Listen to that mockingbird singing Papa's song to you. Diamond ring, a looking glass, so much more than what you have, but still not a promise carried through. Junebug at the window screen, break his way into your dreams with all that clatter pounding at your door. Let him in like all the rest. Never mind the fact they left you wondering what all the racket's for. If you could see beyond the stars, inside all those burning lights, know just what you'd find. Wish on every star you see. When you finally get to me, you'll know exactly why I shine. icy water, morning swim, shaky eyes, uneasy grin. Be some time before they let you be. Blame yourself, forgive the one that you think he was the son. All apart, trying to come clean. If you could see beyond the stars, inside all those burning hearts, I know just what you'd find. So wish on every star you see, when you finally get to me, you'll know exactly why I shine.
That song is called Shine, and it's from our Open Mic Artist of the Month, Tall County. Hear more of their music at the Open Mic section at folkalley.com. Are you a songwriter or performer of traditional music who'd like to bring your music to a wider audience? Consider heading over to folkalley.com and submitting your best material to Open Mic. You might just be our next Open Mic Artist of the Month. This is Matt Watroba. Folk Alley team headed up to Toronto, Ontario at the end of February for the Folk Alliance Conference. After setting up a makeshift video and recording studio in the Penthouse Lounge, we spent three straight days recording 15 acts. Let's start unveiling them right now. When they're not out touring, Ferris and Jason Romero spend their time building instruments and perfecting their new old-time sound in the small town of Horsefly, British Columbia. We began our chat by talking about how they met. It's Ferris and Jason Romero on Folk Alley.
We first met at an old-time fiddle jam, and I was actually playing fiddle and guitar, and Jason was playing fiddle and banjo. Jason didn't sing much before we met. He'd always sung high tenor in a bluegrass band, but other than that, he didn't do much solo singing. And when we did first sing together, we both thought, God, we are lucky. This might work. We had a mutual friend who was talking us up to each other for about a year before we met, and he thought we'd really like each other. I'd met him teaching at bluegrass camps with him, and he'd known Jason for a while.
Yeah, a long time. He had lived in Arcata, California, when I was living there, so we were old old buddies.
And Jason built a banjo for him, and I remember the first time I saw him play that banjo, the first thing I heard was just this amazing sound of just watery warmth, you know, with the banjo, and I thought, who built this banjo? So one of my bandmates ordered one from Jason. He checked out the band and saw a picture of me and asked Ivan if he knew who I was. When I found that out later, that was incredibly romantic. But Jason was on his way up to Fernie in British Columbia and took about a good day's drive detour to come and meet me on Vancouver Island at the time. I didn't realize he was coming just to meet me, but it turned out really great.
Married 3 months later.
So the song Long Gone Out West Blues was sort of a few years in coming. Where we live in the town of Horsefly, I'm the fifth generation of my family to live there. And when my family members way back generations came out, they came from Quebec, and so they had to cross through the prairies. I always think about them sort of getting stuck about the middle of the prairies and starting to really crave some trees and mountains. I started writing this song, and I wrote all the lyrics fairly quickly, and it was a totally different song when I first brought it to Jason. And then we worked together on it to sort of build it up into the double guitar duet, and duet the full way through that it is now.
Going out west for the mountain breeze, the high steel plains are killing me, where the wilds still roam and the trees grow high. It's a long gone out west blue. Can't you hear that lonesome cry that left my house many days gone by? Oh, my darling's gone, though she did not die. It's a long gone out west blues, long gone out west blues. Ride no more, then I'll trade my ride for an acre square. But the lot I trade for loving kind, it's a long gone out west blue. Long gone out west blue.
That song we worked on together for quite a while. I brought that song to Jason in its original form as a song sort of dedicated to my relatives. And then once we got together working on it, we really realized that influence that we have from listening to the Blue Sky Boys and the Delmore Brothers and the Leuven Brothers, even the Everly Brothers, really started to creep in us wanting to make it a double duet the entire way through with an acoustic guitar duet as well. The most amazing thing about this music is you learn these old songs from someone who you don't necessarily know where they learned this music from, or the person before them, or the person before them, and the attribution of the song to the original author is often not there. So this tradition of public domain and traditional music is quite incredible, because each person that gets a hold of it changes it just a little bit. The words get varied just a little bit, either intentionally or unintentionally. So the song Out on the Western Plains is a really interesting song that we learned from the early singing of Leadbelly, a really early recording. And the first time I heard it, it's one of his a cappella recordings, no instrumentation. And I loved the rhythm of it, and I was really curious where he would have gotten it from. Of course, you can tell where my mind is, because the first thing I thought is that song needs a little banjo. You don't know where Lead Belly got it from, or the person before him, or the person before him, and everyone who sang this song would have changed it just a little bit, changed their own words, their own beat and rhythm, and Lead Belly's interpretation of it was completely irresistible to me.
Come on, you cowboys, don't you wanna go? Come on, you cowboys, don't you wanna go? And me, the Lone Ranger, riding on range above the law. I'm a cow-cow-yippee and a cow-cow-yippee-yippee-yay. Well, the hardest battle's out on the western plains. Well, the hardest battle's out on the western plains. And a mean bunch of cowboys running into Jesse James. I'm a cow-cow-yippee and a cow-cow-yippee-yippee-yay. And a mean bunch of cowboys running to Jesse James. And a mean bunch of cowboys running to Jesse James. All the bullets was a flying, just like a showering rain. I'm a cow guy, yippee, and a cow guy, yippee, yippee, yay. All the hardest battles that I'm about to
Western Plains is a brilliant song because it's so historically inaccurate. And, you know, unless you're really paying attention to the time frame there, you have the Lone Ranger and Jesse James and Wild Bill all together at the Battle of Bunker Hill. And I'm not sure if Lead Belly, it's just not possible, you know? I'm not sure if Lead Belly did that himself or the person he learned it from did it himself. Or maybe he collected verses from all over the place and put them together. And, I mean, that really attracts that song to me as well. So. Yeah. I don't necessarily set out to write something that sounds old, but because we listen to so much early music, so many early 78s that have been digitized,
so many.
Thank goodness for the 78 collectors, honestly, when we listen to them, you can't help but be influenced by that sound and that early style of songwriting. So I think, even though I don't set out to make something that sounds old, that influence is going to creep in all the time. And I tend to write when I walk or when I cross-country ski, so that sort of grooving along kind of rhythm tends to come out in a lot of my songwriting, and I find that that is one of the things that's so attractive about early music, is their sense of groove. That's one of my favorite things about those old records.
Thank you.
much, honey. I Want to Be Lucky started off as a song thinking about, this will sound funny, but not wanting to be attacked by cougars. But then it completely moved into another world where I started thinking about a bunch of old friends that we have who have some really interesting gambling problems and people who are running out of money. You know, they'll win $20,000 in one competition and the next place they blow it all and then mortgage their house in order to spend more. And that story is so sad to me. The whole feeling of you constantly just want to be lucky in this world. That was where that song finally went to.
You know, I imagine you guys out in this place called Horsefly
British Columbia, who, you know, building banjos, spreading music around. It's a good life, huh?
We love it.
So lucky.
Thanks for dropping by Folk Alley today.
Thank you so much for having us.
In that special session with Ferris and Jason Romero, we heard three exclusive performances recorded at this year's Folk Alliance Conference. Watch the videos and hear the entire interview right now on FolkAlley.com. Special thanks to the Folk Alley team in Toronto, Jeff Ayler, Sue Bebo, Linda Fahey, John Nungesser, and Al Barthelet. This is Matt Watroba reminding you that if you enjoyed the Alleycast today, if you're a regular listener or subscriber to FolkAlley.com, why not consider becoming a member? Your financial support of this service is, well, quite frankly, the very thing that will ensure its success. Being a member has benefits. Check them out at FolkAlley.com. You just heard the Alleycast number 2 for 2013. I had a blast bringing it to you. We'll see you in the Alley.